This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. We will learn the first four Mishnayos, first chapter of Mishnah Gittin. So the first Mishnah begins as follows. Hamevi get mimedinas hayam. Right, somebody who brings a get from overseas. Right, so you can actually, excuse me, you can have an agent, a shaliach, actually, you know, send or deliver your get. Most times, the get is handed from the husband to the wife, making them ex-husband and ex-wife. If it's particularly acrimonious, you can have an agent in the building with both of them. If you have the husband in Russia and the woman here, and it's hard to get them together, so the husband appoints an agent, and the agent delivers the get here in America. So, agency is certainly possible. Hamevi get mimdinas hayam, somebody who brings the divorce document, the get from overseas to Israel. Tzarech shiyomar befanei nechtav v'befanei nechtam. They have to testify, they have to certify that it was written in front of them and it was signed in front of them. Now there is an argument in the Gemara, right, two different reasons given. One is, right, that declaration is that the get was written lishma. Right? There is a particular requirement, and we will learn more about it as we go through the Mishnayos. The get has to be written for the purpose of a get. Right? When the scribe sits down to write the actual document, he is writing it for the purpose of a get. And that, therefore, one opinion of the Gemara is that this declaration is because in outside the land of Israel, they were less knowledgeable. They might not have known that it has to be written lishma. This is the declaration. This get was written properly. It was written lishma. The second option is that, no, nothing to do with lishma, but what happens if the husband challenges the get or somebody else challenges the get? So usually you go find the two witnesses. You see that they are who they are, and the get is valid. But if the witnesses are overseas, right, there is no way for the woman to produce them, and then she's stuck if the husband challenges the get. So this declaration comes to stave off the ability or to deprive the husband of the ability of challenging the get, at least on, you know, that it wasn't written or the witnesses were no good or whatever it was, those are no longer available to him because the agent says, "Befanei nechtav, befanei nechtam," it was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, af hamevi min harekem umin hacheger. Even from, not only from far away, overseas, but even from places, we'll see where they are in a moment, from rekem and cheger, you also have to make this declaration. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu mikfar ludin lelod. Even from Kfar Ludim to Lod, right? Kfar Ludim is right outside of Israel. It's like a bordering town. It's very close. But even though they are in physical proximity from outside of Israel to inside, right, the other two are also right over the border. You have to say, right, this was signed, written and signed in front of me, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. V'chachamim omrim eno tzarech shiyomar b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, el hamevi mimdinas hayam v'hamolich. Right, the Chachamim say the only person, right, who has to say this is the one, not only the one who brings it, but the one who sends it from Israel to Medinas Hayam. Right, so here, this is actually interesting because we assume that in Israel they actually were familiar with the laws of Lishma, which means in that case, if you're sending it from Israel outside, and the reason we make the declaration is that it should be written for the purpose of a get Lishma. Right, there should be no reason that a person going from Israel to outside of Israel should have to make this declaration. And the person in the Gemara who says the reason is Lishma believes that the Chachamim in the Mishnah argue on the first opinion. The first opinion says, right, it's only when it comes into Israel you have to make the declaration because out of Israel they're not Lishma particular, they're not knowledgeable. And the Chachamim argue. They say no, whether it goes into Israel or out of Israel, you have to make this declaration. Right, because they disagree. The person who says that it has to do with, basically takes the place of proving that the witnesses are indeed good, right? Because we can't produce the witnesses This testimony is in place of producing the witnesses to ensure the document is good. All right, that reason applies whether it is going from Israel out or out in. Either way, because of the distance, the witnesses can't be produced. So according to that reason, the Chachamim were not arguing on the first opinion in the Mishnah. They're simply explaining it. Just like when it comes into Israel, it has to be, the declaration has to be said. So too, when it leaves Israel. And the Mishnah continues, V'hamevim medina le'medina b'medinas hayam. If you're going, it's not just from in Israel to out of Israel, but if you're going from country to country outside of Israel, you have to make this declaration. It was signed and sealed in front of me, written and signed in front of me. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, af mehegmonia lehegmonia. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even from, here it means district to district, but what that really means is, you know, different governments, different rulers that travel from one place to another was not so simple, right? Like kind of in, you know, we used to have West Berlin and East Berlin. I guess, you know, you were both sort of in Berlin, but it was pretty hard to get from one side to the other. So that would be a good example of district to district, but it's a question of difficulty in travel. If you brought get from one side to another, you managed to get it in, you would have to make that declaration. Okay, Mishnah Bet, second Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mirekem the Mizrach. Right, from Rechem in east is considered outside of Israel, right? So Rechem is a city on the eastern border. V'Rechem k'Mizrach. Rechem is considered like the east, i.e. it is considered outside the land of Israel. Me'ashkelon l'Durham, from Ashkelon south. And for the purposes of, right, knowledgeability and lishma, etc., Ashkelon k'Durham. Ashkelon is considered out of Israel for that purpose. Me'ako latzafon, from Akko in north. Ve'ako kitzafon, Akko is considered north of the land of Israel. Rameir Omer, Akko carriage Yisrael legitin. Rameir says, no, Akko is actually considered part of the land of Israel for Gittin. Again, this is not a discussion of boundaries, biblical boundaries of the land of Israel. This is a get-specific Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael. If you're bringing a get within the land of Israel, you are the agent. Eino tzarach shiyomar b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. You don't have to make this declaration. Im yesh alav orerim, if there are objectors, right? People come to challenge the get. So yiskayim b'chosmav, so bring the signatures, the two people who were signed, and they'll testify that it was done properly. Hamevi, now what happens? Hamevi get me medinas hayam. So you are bringing a get from overseas. And you're supposed to say it, but you can't lie, and you weren't there. You're just the agent. You don't know. So then you have a problem. Mishnah says, im yesh alav edim yiskayim bechosmav. If you can produce the edim, right, so then the get will be established. It'll be yiskayim with its signers. But the implication, of course, is, if you can't get to the witnesses, then you really have no recourse, which is why it's so important to go back to the first Mishnah that the declaration is made. The people sending the get and writing the get overseas should make sure that proper care is given so that the get can be upheld. Mishnah Dalet. Last Mishnah for today. Echad gitei nashim echad shichrurei avadim shavu lamolech belamevi. Not only... Right, there are different kinds of, obviously, many, many different kinds of documents in Jewish law. Gitei Nashim is a divorce document. Shichrurei Avadim is a document freeing a slave. So in this regard, the Mishnah says, Shavu Lamolech Velamevi. It is the same one who brings them or takes them out. In each case, you say, Befanei Nechtab, Befanei Nechtam. It was written and signed in front of me. And in each case, that testimony, that testament, is believed, and it prevents anyone from challenging the validity of the document. Because right, obviously, you know, an owner might change his mind and start to challenge. The moment you say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, it was written and signed in front of me, that is sufficient to uphold the document. V'zu echa min adrachim sheshavu gitei nashim m'shechrurei avadim. This is one of the ways in which a title of divorce or a deed of divorce is similar to the shtar to the document used to free slaves. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.